And that was Bette Midler, I Know This Town, and we're back live in the studios here at 88.5 KRFY. This is The Morning Show with Chris Bessler and Susie Prez, and we have new guests in the studio. Chris, tell us about what's going on
next. Our new council members, Pam Duquette. Pam, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
And Kyle Schreiber.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Well, congratulations on taking your new seats in the council, which was just happened last week, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is the first time we've had you in since the election. We did talk to you both during the election. So let's back up. How did the campaign go for you? Do you feel like you were able to get across your ideas and concerns during the campaign? And Pam, why don't you go first?
Well, interesting. You started the questions with me the first interview, very uncomfortable. Was better later for me. It's not my forte to stand up in front of a lot of people and fire off answers on the spot. I like a little think time before I speak. Otherwise, I can get in trouble. I did totally grassroots. I had no meet greets. I had no campaign manager. I had friends, and we went out on the street, and I guess I was successful because I was elected. Mm-hmm. So here I am.
Well, Kyle, same question to you. Did you feel like the campaign went well, and were you able to make the points you wanted to make, and what do you think resonated with voters?
Yeah, I do think the campaign went well, obviously. It was very much stepping out of my comfort zone. I'd never done anything like this before, and I never really even pictured myself doing something like this before. But, I do think it went really well. It was a lot because, as you know, there was a lot going on at the city at that time. So in addition to working full-time and campaigning, we also had to keep up with everything that was going on at the city and prepare mm-hmm. comments to speak to each agenda item as if we were already on the council. So in addition to that, I got in a bike crash and spent a little time in the hospital. So it was a very busy fall for me.
I didn't actually hear about that. I'm sorry to hear that.
But I was campaigning with some broken ribs. Uh-huh. But overall, I think it went well, and I do feel like I had ample opportunity to express my ideas, and I feel like I got really great feedback from the community, and I think a lot of the main points that I hit on in my campaign really resonated with people.
So you both made it in. You're both council members now, and
we are.
So again, congratulations and thanks for agreeing to serve. But in thinking about that, what issues? Or we'll start with Kyle. Or overall workings of the city of Sandpoint motivated or inspired you to run for your council seat?
Well, I have this sort of weird interest in transportation planning, and it's surprising how much that affects our community. How things are laid out, how our neighborhoods get built is a lot based off of our streets and our bike paths and all the transportation options that we offer. And so even before I thought about running for council, I was very involved in looking at all the transportation things that came up. And so obviously the curve was a big thing, the couplet, whatever you want to call it, was definitely something that made me take interest in what the city was doing. I was taking interest before that, but that was a main watershed moment for me.
And the curve is going to take that what's currently the bike path, basically, that route from Boyer and Highway 2 or Pine over to the intersection of 5th and Cedar, right? So that would be a major change in our transportation. Are you in favor of that? Or the city seems to have backed off on that idea.
Yeah, they have, but what concerns me is that it's still in our multimodal transportation plan. Mm-hmm. So until it's removed, it could come back at any moment. And I think that's what a lot of people had an issue with, was that they thought it was defeated 10 years ago, and then suddenly it was back again. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. So okay. Pam, same question. What motivated you initially? I'm sure as you got into the campaign, things changed and evolved, but initially or throughout the campaign?
Initially, I have to say my interest in involvement and maintaining the character of our town when I would go to the council to speak, feeling like I wasn't heard. That 3-minute timer was right in your face. And then there was never a comment or I never heard a thing about it again. I thought, I still think we need to go to where the people are. And instead of expecting the people to always come to us, we set the time, we set the place, we set, you know, the content. And I still believe that. I still want to work on that. Plus, I was motivated by a couple people in town that I respect. And they asked me and... You know, I've lived here 40 years. I have seen changes that are good and changes that are not good. And I want to be a more biking, walking town. So get my voice heard, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, perfect.
Way out of my comfort zone. I'm used to talking to children.
Well, here you are doing something new. It's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a good adventure.
So we have a council that has 4 incumbent members on it. And in your campaigns, you were critical of some of the decisions that the council's made up to this point. Probably most prominently, of course, it really kind of blew up during the campaign, is the location at Traverse Park for the James Russell Sports Center. So how do you see your relations with the council going forward? And Kyle, why don't you start on that one?
Yeah, you know, I think that I'm confident that we can have a difference of opinion on issues and still work together effectively. You know, I say that I have a pretty open line of communication with, you know, Councillor Spurro and Councillor Welker. You know, I haven't spoken as much with Councillor Dick or Councillor Rule, but, you know, I have no reason to believe that they aren't happy to work with me, and I feel pretty optimistic about moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Pam?
I would have to agree that, that's our job, is to work together for the betterment of the community. And as long as none of us have agendas and we're all working towards what the public wants, we're adults, you know, we can get along, we can disagree amicably, I believe, mm-hmm. and move forward. We're a team.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'll say and you guys were the candidates, you know better than I do, but during the campaign was that all the candidates for council were really respectful of each other, I thought. And I thought that was really refreshing.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
Especially for my first campaign run. And just real quickly, at the last forum, the gentleman who talked to us in a group before it started said something like, now if somebody says something not nice about you, hold off until it's your turn. And I'm like, who's going to say something not nice? We haven't done that. We were not. That wasn't our point.
I really like that too. You know, we put on some forums, and I thought in the room there was great respect among the candidates, which was I certainly appreciated, because we see so often the candidates really devolve into getting personal about things.
Wasn't the point.
Okay. Well, let's talk about both of you campaigned on better communication with the between the city and the constituents, the residents. And one of the things that, of course, the Travers Park was an example of that. There were many residents who came forward and said, we just didn't know about this. And you may get a decision that we didn't have an opportunity to put our 2 cents in on. Actually, all the candidates campaigned on, look, we need better communications with the city. Against that, however, is the fact that in a pretty well-publicized, well-contested campaign, only about a third of the residents came out to vote. So do you guys have ideas on how do we, A, communicate better with the residents, and B, how do we engage them in the community when two-thirds of them don't even bother to come and vote in a mayoral election that affects them more than the presidential election ever will, because their vote counts for so much more? Kyle, jump in on that one.
Sure. So, you know, after the election, I did look back and I noticed that the 2021 election did have higher turnout. It was, you know, in the mid-40s maybe.
And that was not a mayoral election. So we didn't have a mayor on the budget, on the ballot then. So I thought it was curious that even with the mayor out there.
But there was the local option tax was on the ballot. And so I believe that was the reason for the higher turnout. Mm-hmm. And when you go another 2 years back, it was very similar to what this most recent election was. Mm-hmm. So I think it was pretty typical turnout. And there's, you know, I one of the things that I think that communication would help with is that when I talk to people, there was almost a chilling effect of people thinking, oh, it doesn't matter if I show up and make comments, they're not going to change course. It doesn't matter what I do. What's the point in getting engaged? And so I'm hopeful that if we do offer more engagement and we do act on people's comments, that we'll encourage more people to get involved because they'll see that, that their voice really can make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the trick, though, is that people come up with different ideas and they may be in opposition to each other. So you can't, you literally can't please everybody.
Right.
Sure. I think that one of the things that has been really frustrating about the process that we've gone about some of these most recent projects is that we see, you know, a concept that isn't fully developed and we're asked to make comments on that. And then the next time we see it again, it's a fully developed plan and we're told that, oh, you should have made comments back when it was a concept. And so I think one of the things that I would like to do as a counselor is create more opportunities midstream for people to speak up before it's too late.
Mm-hmm. Pam, your ideas on how we do that?
Again, I say we need to go to the community where they are instead of expecting them to always come to us. Traverse Park, there were never signs down there for the people that used the park mm-hmm. of what was going to happen. And, you know, I have kids that are in this, older adult kids. They're trying to survive, you know, things that don't right away affect them kind of get on the back burner. I think, again, go where they are. So like the park thing, I would have canvassed down at the park, you know, people using the park. Mm-hmm. My favorite part of my campaign was going out and talking one-on-one with people. I learned so much about the community, and I would still like to do that. When the big issues come up, I would like to go to the people more. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that was unfortunate. It divided us where we did not need. And yeah, everybody's not going to agree. You know what I really wanted on that one was a vote. And I know that votes are expensive. Voting is expensive. But to me, that was such a divisive issue that we should have put a vote out on that. However that works, I don't know.
And then but, how do we get the people to actually go and vote?
Well, yeah, again, you know what? But you know what they did recently for the last comp plans? They went out. And I can't remember the staff member, but I praised her for actually putting notices every bulletin board in town. And I had suggested that earlier because that's what we do here at KRFY. And they actually did that. And you can lead a horse to water, you know. you can do your best, I think, to try to get people involved and see that it means something and to see that their comments do count again. Mm-hmm.
So we just had the outgoing city administrator, Jennifer Stapleton, in here. She resigned last week. And the new mayor, Jeremy Grimm, he campaigned on eliminating the city administrator position. That's going to be a question that I anticipate will come before the city because the city council, because the city administrator position was one that the council approved a little over 8 years ago. New way of organizing the city to do business. And I guess my question to you would be, if that does come before the council, are you going to be in favor of a city administrator position or not? And then would you, what Jeremy has spoken about is investing more responsibility to department heads, as was the model previously. Pam, you want to go on that?
Yeah, and I respect Mayor Grimm's position. We are on our website, a mayor, city council form of government. He is the administrator. He is the official. People voted for him. That's his idea, is to try to get department heads back. I can never forget Carrie Logan's article in The Reader about she thought that was her biggest mistake as a mayor. I think Mayor Grimm needs respect and time to see if that works for him. And to tell you how I would vote now would be bringing my opinion instead of weighing all the facts. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that.
Jeremy, what are your thoughts on a city administrator position? Jeremy, excuse me, Kyle.
You know, I think with the right mayor, maybe you don't need a city administrator. And with the right city administrator, maybe that setup can work. I think regardless of whether we have one or not, we definitely need to fill those critical vacancies that we have in those department heads and other positions and start developing that talent again. We've lost a lot of really critical talent over the last few years. And so that is going to make the transition, if we do move away from the city administrator position, pretty difficult, because those strong department heads in a lot of ways are gone. But step one is to rebuild that talent, and then you know, like Pam said, we have to look at the details and come up with a really solid plan before we can really make a determination there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was doing something else, but good replies. That makes a lot of sense, what you're looking forward to. So you've sat on, what, your first council meeting so far?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And moving forward, what do you see as some of the key issues facing the city right now, kind of front and center?
Who goes?
Pam.
Okay. Front and center, besides communication, I think growth is painful, and I think we can not slow growth, but I think we can slow the effect it has on us. I think we need to get the comp plan going, because if that's our guiding vision, it needs to be completed. Streets, wastewater, sidewalks. I'm a biker, a pedestrian. Traffic is crazy. There's a lot front and center, but I think the comp plan needs to be finalized before we move on to things, because it's all in there. So if we can get that, you know, continued and focused where we and the people want, that we can follow that.
And there is a draft of the comp plan right now that's under consideration. Is there a workshop coming up?
Yes. Well, I'm not sure when, but that is Mayor Grimm's focus, is to have workshops, and he calls them real workshops. So hopefully we can get people involved, go out and yank them off the street, you know?
And so the current working comp plan in process is available online?
Yes.
And where would people go for that?
Sandpoint, Idaho.gov?
Yeah. City of Sandpoint.com gets you there as well. It's easier to remember.
The webpage is a little difficult to access, I think, but it's on the left side. There's a whole list of
documents and projects,
things,
they just had
the online survey, and I was able to read all the comments, and there's some great comments in there that really focus on things that I think are important. Mm-hmm. So,
and Kyle, what do you see as kind of probably some of the same things, but what do you see?
Yeah, certainly the comp plan, we'd like to get that across the finish line, because that really should be guiding all of our decisions. Like I mentioned earlier, I'd like to revisit the multimodal transportation plan. I think there's a lot of really great things in there, and I think there's a few tweaks that we could make to make it even better. Pam mentioned the wastewater treatment plant. You know, I think we definitely need to make more progress on that than we are.
There's a design phase it's under going into right now. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So there's some progress there, but obviously that's a big need, an infrastructure need. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we could spend a whole interview just talking about that one.
Something like wastewater is not necessarily all that exciting, but it's vital.
Yes. Necessary. Kind of
things, and as you say, Pam, traffic and infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Those are what the city does.
Right.
It takes care of so much.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I have learned that the city is responsible for amazing things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's going to be fun to get in.
Well, we're wrapping up now, but go ahead and give us your last thoughts. Anything you want to say to your constituents out there?
Oh, again, what I said the other night, probably thank you so much for confidence and placing me in this position. And call me out when I'm not doing what you elected me for. Remind me kindly. Please communicate. And we now have city email. No. Yeah, email. Thanks.
Yeah, you will.
We do have.
Yeah, there's
and
a convention
so it's
for it.
Duquette at sandpointidaho.gov.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Close,
anyway, close please, please respond, because I... Again, we used to write to our counselors and not get responses from everybody, and it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. So please
So include you me. Will respond. That's what I'm hearing.
I have okay. already responded okay. to several, and it's different, but mm-hmm. I'm into it. And I would really like to get those committees going, citizen committees, mm-hmm. especially I'm into the sustainability and climate resilience. So mm-hmm. so let's get it going, Sandpoint. Mm-hmm. Come on. Keep Sandpoint real.
Kyle.
Yeah, likewise. Just blown away by the support in the community, and absolutely looking forward to serving. And mine is kschreiber@sandpointidaho.gov. So
thank you.
I'm making a point to at least respond to every single email that comes in and take everyone's comments into consideration and try to work with people and find consensus in the community. Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Yeah, well, thanks for stepping forward. We have to have people that will step forward into these roles. And I know it's going to come with some grief, too. It's going to be, there's going to be hard decisions because there's no really good decision. So I just want to say best of luck here in the
Thank
next 4 years.
Thank you. I was told to grow a thick skin. So we'll see
That's
if I can do that.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah. You know, in the past, we've had a segment, Chris and I, called City Talk. So if something's up, and you want the citizens to know via the radio, KRFY, our community radio station, give us a call. We can set you up and get some time for you to come in and anyone, and we'll be sending that message awesome. Out to Jeremy Grimm, our mayor, also. So,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. KRFY rocks.
Yeah. So a little city talk anytime we need it. Thank you again, Kyle Schreiber and Pam Duquette, for
Thanks, Susie.
Taking up the mantle, so to speak, to become a city council person. You have a big job in front of you, and it sounds like you're both enthusiastic, and we're looking forward to spending time with you and hearing and supporting what you're doing, too, also.
Thanks. It's appreciated. One step at a time, right?
Yep. Yeah.